Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it is Red Teams here, and welcome back to our political podcast. And as you know, I have been missing the certain days, and if you haven't learned from my other podcasts, I did say I am going to be regularly missing a day or more. It's going to be a regular thing because I am working on certain stuff, and it's just kind of overwhelming me and like that, so it's going to become a less and less of a real schedule anymore because, again, I use the podcast virtually every single day. But that was before I started having grades drop. I had all of this and, like, track and field and like that. It was all before that. So now I'm going to have to edit my schedule over time and like that. But I'm still trying to really do a podcast every day and likewise. But that's really what I got for the beginning. So let's kind of move into our very first article for today. So the very first article we have, which is, I think, I first reported it from Fox News, which is that Cory Booker, the senator who I call the soy boy senator, because he literally is a soy boy, just saying that. If you don't know what the soy boy reference is, it's from Paul Joseph Watson. He talked in a video about people who just, from his words, just consumed way too much soy. And he called them soy boys. And I think Cory Booker, he's going to become like the first soy boy. And if you're going to ask, why he sounds so immature, like, I am a memer. I like memes. I'm going to meme up things, and I think memes make politics a little bit more fun and like that, and really keep the attitude from just becoming too dark and like that. But again, really, Cory Booker is introducing a representation bill into the Senate, which means that virtually that people who are descended from past slaves are going to get paid for that. Like, yeah, that's what the bill talks about. And I was just outraged. I'm not only outraged because he's virtually insisting that, because he even said this about racism and misogyny and like that, and I was just like, you're virtually just attacking white people. You're attacking white people for something they never did. Like, was I born then in the 1850s and like that, and did I ever own a slave? No. In fact, I was born over 100 years later. And he's virtually then blaming it. Like, that's the entire interpretation of it, is that he's virtually blaming white people for this. He's blaming all the modern white people for this incident, even though they had nothing to do with it. They had absolutely nothing to do with it. But he continues to put these old-fashioned, oh, the white people, they have to pay more because of something that they never committed. Like, this is the thing about history. You want to go back in history and really look at it, because history is very important to preventing disasters such as the Holocaust. It's very important to remember history. But if you really go back in the history like Cory Booker, then it's not right. Because he's virtually taking something that probably doesn't even matter now. No one really wants to even talk about, and saying, here, we're going to put it right here, and we're going to blame everyone else. And like, again, the also problem I have is that this is one point that I've seen from Candace Owens, who is a black conservative, very large and very well-respected black conservative, who even said this. Putting bills such as that is just weakening the black population because it's making them seem more and more like they can't handle themselves. They can't handle life and like that. Like, that's really just what that bill is saying, is that, oh, we have to take care of them. They're so fragile. It's like, do you want them to be much more independent and much stronger, or are you just trying to cater to them to make them feel less confident and less independent and more dependent on the government, which, in my opinion, is not going to advance anything. It's not going to advance any kind of issue. It's just going to keep us back in the old-fashioned slavery days. And again, it's just overall really just, it's stupid. It's just a stupid bill that I cannot comprehend to say. Like, it's just really, really, Cory Booker, do you really have to go this far as to give these people, who probably don't want to even remember then, money to virtually say, here, we're going to slap that issue right in your face, and we're going to treat you like babies because of it. Like, again, this entire bill is not going to help anyone. It's just going to cost us more money, and it's just going to bring more division, because the way it's going to bring more division is just going to make black people feel more entitled. And I'm not saying that in any way, like, the race way. I mean, like, they're going to feel more entitled to such things as this. Because, especially the extreme leftists, they're going to feel like, oh, we need to put in more bills, such as ones from all the way to 21st century, but all the way from, like, the first century of humankind. Like, that's what they're going to talk about. And it's just not going to any way progress the world. It's not going to progress any cultures. It's just going to keep them, in fact, staying at the point they are, which is a high tension level. In fact, it might even push them back. And this is actually a fact I learned, I think yesterday, is that Democrats actually talk to black people and minorities in a less educated term. They talk to them in more like, oh, are you okay? Like, they don't talk to them in a more educated form. They talk to them like they're less informed. And that's what I kind of found funny, is that they are trying to talk about how they respect these minorities and such when they treat them like there's some kind of special child. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with treating someone as a special child. Like, every child's special. But if you're going to treat them as if they don't have the intelligence of you, then you're going to just really put off some very bad vibes to them. They're going to kind of say, is this person suggesting I'm stupid? Like, that's it. That's what you're virtually suggesting. Like, and I just don't understand how the leftist black population enjoys this, how they enjoy being catered to and virtually not getting any kind of independence and proving that they're great inventors, great engineers, great scientists. They're not going to prove that if you're constantly keeping them from actually going in. And you're definitely not going to help them by trying to cater your grammar and vocabulary as low as possible. So again, really, this Cory-Booker bill, it's not going to improve. It's going to, in fact, digress. Because if it goes through, it's going to just tell the black conservative movement that they're winning. Like, it's just it. It's going to tell us that we are going to win. Because we know we're going to win because it's going to convince many other more independent, maybe moderate Democrat black people who are really looking into this. They're going to kind of start moving to the right because they're going to start realizing, oh, we're not actually treated the same. We're treated as if we're too, like, dependent, too fragile. Like, that's what they're going to realize, is that they're actually punching themselves in the face. They're shooting themselves in the foot. They're just falling over on their own step. It's just going to be them falling. And I just think Cory-Booker is completely not going in any detail. He's not thinking about this politically and culturally. He's just thinking about the past. And again, the past is important. But if you take the past too literally, then you're not going to progress. You're just going to stay in that same situation as if the people who live there and then were. But again, Cory-Booker, he's just being Cory-Booker himself. But again, we're going to kind of move into our favorite candidate, AOC. And AOC, during a rally, and I think I remember watching the full video, which is she had a very weird accent. I'm not sure if it was a black accent or it was some other kind of accent. Like, it was just a very, like, she would say instead of like, she would say like. Like, that's how she would talk. It was, like, really weird and kind of stupid. And I just found it hilarious. Like, I found it so hilarious because she's virtually trying to appeal to the community. And it's kind of the same as Cory-Booker. She's trying to treat them as if they have to be, as if she has to be on their level in order for them to understand her. Like, that's literally what they're treating them. And that's been one of my biggest points in the Black Lives Matter kind of talk and such, is that the Democrats, they don't actually progress them. They, in fact, treat them like as if they're babies. And that's the really stupid part, is that leftist blacks who are left, on the left, I meant to say, they're not realizing this. They're just sitting there watching and kind of just saying, oh, well, I'm not going to care because I'm getting paid an extra $50 for something I wasn't even involved with over 100 years ago. And so again, AOC is just copying Cory-Booker. She's just purely being Cory-Booker. And that's kind of just really a show of what she actually is. She's a incompetent fool who cannot understand the world of just speak what your actual accent or whatever. Just speak that and be done. Like, you cannot just try to appeal to everyone. Like, is she just going to go to, like, Mississippi or something, and she's going to put on, like, a southern accent? Be like, hi, y'all, it's AOC. Like, is that what she's going to do? Because if she continues that kind of trend, that's, I don't even know if I'm going to even understand, and I won't even care, probably, because she would just epically fail. Like, that's it. Like, you're just going to be not only are you going to look stupid, you're going to also look offensive to literally everyone you talk to with that kind of accent. Like, I don't understand how they were cheering on her having a black accent. Because they're just cheering on someone who's just trying to be almost, in my opinion, offensive. Like, I barely call people offensive. Like, I don't. Because I believe that calling some other people offensive is just kind of a blatant term now because of the SJW movement and such. But that's really it. She's just being offensive. And they're completely they're not even acknowledging it. They're just kind of sitting there and saying, whatever. And they're not thinking it through. And that's what one thing people have told me is that, and I don't want to sound like Trump or anything, but the one thing people have told me is that I really do think through these messages. I really think through those situations and I kind of look into the message more deeply. That's what I kind of like to do, is I like to really grab that message and really just pull apart everything and just kind of really look at it one way, see it from all the other, or at least most of the angles, and kind of say what I think is happening, because my opinion is not usually right, or at least it's not right sometimes more in my personal life. But again, AOC is just, it's just being AOC. And I don't want to sound like I just said, like, literally the same. But AOC is just continuing on to really try to appeal to the senses of the black population. But from what I understand, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. I think it's going to, in fact, backfire heavily, like the Cory Booker plan. It's going to just tell people that they're too much of babies to take care of themselves. And that's not going to convince anyone. That's just going to convince them that they cannot do anything in their life other than sitting and complaining. And I'm not saying that as they do. No, I'm saying that as an example. Because I before have said some comments that I would definitely say could be suggestible in a different context. Like, I never want to be taken out of context. When I say something, I mean something. And if I say it in such a way that could be taken out of context, I like to make sure that people won't take that in a different way. But we're going to move on to, and this is kind of a site I actually found. This is going to be a little bit off topic, but this is a site I found that is called, I think, All Side Media or something like that. I would just like to say you can check it out. Like, I'm not sponsored anyway, no. But there's this site called Media Bias. It's like, it kind of like, it grabs every single, or at least the largest sites, and it kind of ranks them on their political agenda. And I think it's pretty good. I've been reviewing it, and I looked over them. I've looked, in fact, almost every site, or at least half of them, I would say. And I think it's pretty accurate. It's probably more accurate than I thought it was at first, because before I was kind of suggestive in saying, well, is it actually, like, going to do that? But it is. It really did. And I think that it's a pretty good site to really see there. I'm not saying you shouldn't visit the leftist sites. I think you should actually go to them as much as possible to really get that information and then compare it to the actual logic and facts. Because it's very important to get both sides of the story and then move in and just try to find other pieces of it. That's what I've been doing for about now a year, is that I grab both stories, I put them together, and then I go around and then I take all the rest that I've found and compare them up. And that's in my opinion, that's a very effective measure because it really assures that you know what you're talking about, you know what you're going to do, and you know how you're going to present it. It's just a very efficient way to really either do politics, business, anything like that. But that's going to really end it for the topics for today. So I'm getting close. I'm getting really close to setting up the live stream. Like, I am probably beyond, like, days or maybe weeks. Like, it's just a matter of time. I have said before, I'm trying to get it by the beginning of May. Because beginning of May, one, I like May because May is, like, the last month of school. And two, because it has been over at least 3 months since I tried to and it failed. But it's going to still take some time because I am getting still the audio interface. And it's going to, again, take also more time because it's an audio interface. It's not going to get here in, like, not like a snap or anything like that. It's going to get. But again, that's really the updates I got for today. So I hope you have a great rest of your night, and I hope you continue to support our podcast and our message and spread it out to anyone else, either about the message or the podcast itself. But again, I thank you for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day.